We have a very special lady in the studio with us this morning, Louise Loomis. And this is all about the Think Well Center, about the MAPS 4 initiative.
She's in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair, Dr. Lou, Louise Loomis. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Speak right up there into the mic.
Thank you.
What is the Think Well Center?
The Think Well Center is a company I started to teach people thinking. My field is critical and creative thinking, and I've just printed a book on teaching thinking skills. But back when I was teaching school, I had an experience that got me on this road of MAPS, and that was when one of my students wrote USA on the spot for the USSR. So I said, oh, USA is over here. How come you chose this spot? Well, it's the biggest country on the map. About 2 or 3 years later, a young lad was looking for Jamaica. He's only a fourth grader. And when we found it, he said, oh, it's so small. And then a few years later, I was working with some grandparents raising grandchildren in Hartford. We put up a map and two things happened. One woman burst into tears. She'd never seen a world map before in her whole life. And the other person said, that's Israel. It's so small. Why is it in the news all the time? So you get the drift.
Yeah.
Then I started teaching, political geography in my classes when I was still a teacher. That was then at Hartford College for Women. And I get this question. What does learning about maps, because I required that, have to do with critical thinking? Ho, ho, says I. We'll find out. And not long afterwards, guess what happened?
I love it.
Guess what happened? You know what? I pay more attention to the news these days than I used to. Makes more sense to me. So now that led me to start an initiative called Maps for All. And on my committee, I have a representative now from the World Affairs Council of Connecticut, of which we're now part, UConn Downtown, the Hartford Public Library, and we're ready to roll. We want to get world maps out all over the place. So I'm very happy to be here.
Well, this is terrific. I mean, so you want to get...
Don't you remember in school... When
we had geography class.
Thank you, Dan. We had geography class and we had maps, but then all of a sudden they all disappeared. The kids didn't know what was up.
What happened with that, Dr. Lou?
You know what? I really don't know because I never was a social studies teacher. But today, the Connecticut Geographic Alliance, which is also represented on our initiative, is very active now, and social studies is getting much more involved in teaching geography.
Well,
however, we've got another problem, too. You know, kids don't know how to read roadmaps.
That's right.
And if their CPS isn't working, boy, are they in trouble.
You know, you think about that for just a moment. That was a given skill, how to read a roadmap. And like you're saying, these kids don't know how to read a roadmap now.
That's right. So we got a lot of work to do.
Wow.
So I'm delighted to be here.
What you've done. This is fabulous what you've done.
Yeah, right now we're at the stage of talking about getting it out there because we've got a good crew.
Well, getting it out there being what? Maps that people can get?
Getting people involved and saying, oh, I want to put a map up in my school. Or we should have a map in my office. We do business all over the place. We get food from all over the world. Why can't we have world maps in grocery stores?
You mean schools don't have world maps up?
They put them in the social studies area. You should have a world map in the front hall of every school because we talk about raising kids for a global society, and they don't know what the globe looks like.
Wow.
Now, we would never think of that.
I mean, when I was a kid, I had a globe.
Well, of course. We all did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had one. My grandparents had one on the farm.
Yeah. I mean, You talked
right in the
about
living room.
But you're so right, Dr. Yeah. Lou, because when you learn geography, then you hear the news and it makes more sense
to you. It sure does. And we want to go national with this, too. We want to put Hartford on the map, the Hartford area on the map, as being the leader and getting the rest of the country understanding what the world looks like.
Oh, this is a wild story. This is terrific.
Really, it is.
Put Hartford on the map with the world map.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
I just think, Louise, what you have started, the Think Well Center about the Maps for All initiative. Now, how can somebody get a hold of you? Well, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can go on their computers, of course, and put in Think Well Center in Hartford.
Yep.
We're over on 56 Arbor Street, you know, with Real Artways and all that wonderful stuff. And then we have, of course, a telephone number, 2320891860 area code. They can call the center that way. We're having our next initiative meeting actually this week. So I'm going to be telling them all about this great radio show I had the chance to speak to.
What is the telephone number again?
860-232-0891.
Describe critical thinking, because I always thought that's one of the reasons we went to college was to learn critical thinking. But
I got a quick definition for you.
Yeah.
Okay. It's thinking about thinking in order to decide what to do or how to behave.
What to do and
what
how
to
behave.
Or how to behave.
Well,
you stop and think.
And understanding that if you connect the dots, everything is a consequence, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yes. But it's stopping to think and working it out. And I like to talk about a place where we all do a lot of critical thinking. And that's when we go buy food. You figure out how much money you have. You look at the products. You make decisions. Then you got to go through checkout. Then you go home. You got to put the stuff away. That takes a lot of critical thinking.
That's right.
Don't you hate putting the groceries away?
Yeah.
I used to carry them.
All right.
But no.
Did they tip you?
Does the brain have a natural gift for organizing information?
Yes, absolutely. And that's what our book is all about. It's called The Cognitive Six. There are six ways that we organize information all the time. The first one is, we learn the names of the stuff we're talking about, the definitions, right? Then we start to put things in categories, okay? So then you put the groceries away, you know, you put all the silverware together and all this and that, okay? So then you compare things, you compare prices, right? We call that seeing analogies. And then we have structure, okay? Do you know where the stuff is in the store? Don't you hate it when they change the arrangement in the store?
Yes.
You got to learn a whole new structure.
You are so right about that, yeah.
But the toughest one, and it's so bad that people aren't getting it, is called operation analysis. That's being able to sit down and figure out what comes first, second, and third. Okay? So I say a lot of people are process. That's process. People are process deficient. They're used to end products. They can go buy just about everything made. So a child grows up not knowing how to make applesauce, for instance. They have to learn that in kindergarten.
Wow.
So that's process. So it adds to problems
for
teaching.
How long have you taught?
How long have I taught?
Yeah, teacher.
Oh, I've been a teacher since the 60s. But don't do any arithmetic, please.
You started as a science teacher in Cleveland?
Yeah, I started as a science teacher in Cleveland. And then when we moved to Hartford, I taught in the Hartford system. And then when I retired from that, I taught at Hartford College for Women and a few other places. Yeah.
Wow.
This is a fascinating.
Well, it sure is. And learning so much about the brain. Again, the website is thinkwellcenter.com, correct?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And we're talking about learning through maps. Is the idea to distribute maps throughout the schools? How do you want to do this?
Well, that's what we're talking about right now, you see, because we've got an opportunity as part of the World Affairs Council to be able to go to their, hope to go to their annual meeting and get it out there. So we have a whole list of where we see, should see maps. I'm going to check this place out before I leave.
You're going to need a, you're going to need a.
Maybe I'll give you one.
Well, absolutely. You're going to need a map to get out of here, by the way, because we have more corridors in this building.
Yeah, I noticed that. I didn't bring a string to carve it on.
But you know something? Let me just say this to you. We talk to a lot of people, but you have been a teacher for a long, long time. And you get a flashback, I do anyway, and I'm sure Dan does too, of teachers that we had.
Oh, yeah.
That were like you. You know, I had a teacher in high school. We'll never forget her. Her name was Jenny Brakel. And my gosh, she was a short lady, okay? And the guys that came into the class, it was an English class, we didn't dare blink. I mean, she was in charge. And you're the same. You have the same personality.
Well,
you could see the scars on Brad's knuckles,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, makes you feel young again, huh?
What about, because I'm looking at your website, and some of the language that you speak at the Think Well Center includes 21st century learning skills. What are 21st century learning skills?
Yeah, that's the big, you know, fad or name. And I shouldn't call it a fad. It's bigger than that. But the concept is basically that we want to have children be able to collaborate with each other. We want them to be able to do critical thinking. We want them to be able to do creative thinking. And as I've forgotten what the other C is all about. And so it's what I call good old wine in new bottles.
Because in the end, you really go back to the basics, don't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's good old wine in new
bottles. I like that.
Okay.
What is teaching to abundance?
That's the idea that you got 100 billion brain cells. Don't you think that's an abundant amount of brain material?
Well, I would think so.
So that's what we're telling people. We're teaching to that. So there's no excuse for not doing your homework.
I once read where our brain is so powerful that the best computer out there is the equivalent to about 10% of what our brain is capable of doing. Is that true?
Well, they always talk about you're not using all your brain. Yeah. Don't get caught up on that. The other idea is to think about your brain as having the power maybe of a computer the size of Texas.
Wow. That's how much power we have in our brain.
Huge amount of power, yeah.
Wow.
I have a cute little trick I do with one of these boxes, you know, that holds 1,000 pieces of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so if you have 5,000 X's on one piece of paper, you got, what, 5,000 times 1,000? Yeah, okay.
All right.
So it takes like 20 of those boxes represent all the brain, all the neurons in your body, in your head.
Wow. This is amazing.
We learned something today.
Yeah.
We went back
right
to school, Dan.
Yeah. one of the things that Thinkwell works on is mastering methods to boost memory. What are some methods that we can master to boost
well,
our memory?
Well, one of the good things to learn about is you've got something called a working memory, and that's where we are right now. See, we're on our working memory, okay? It only holds about 7 items at any one time. So if those items are only single pieces of information, we're not as powerful as if each item is a filled item. Like, for instance, your example of the teacher that came out of a great big item in your head, which is my education when I was in school. Okay, so you could unpack that item. So you want to have 7 items on your working memory that are rich, which means kids should be learning information. In other words, learning information is a major important thing, and your brain does better with that information than a computer does.
Wow. Dr. Lou, you've been awesome.
Awesome is right. Louise Loomis, ThinkWell Center, about the Maps for All initiative.
Keep us posted on the initiative, would you?
Please.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Right.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Boy, it's great to have a real teacher in the room.
Now, do your homework.
I will.